Welcome back to the Bankable Business Podcast. I am your host and your money coach, Miss Kalisha. We are still in our real estate bag. We are on the Monopoly board, and we are talking about the latest on supply and demand in housing. So I am again your host and money coach, Miss Kalisha, CEO and founder of Miss Tax Lady LLC, licensed Michigan real estate agent, notary, and paralegal. So over the last past 2 years, the substantial imbalance of low housing supply and high buyer demand pushed home sales and buyer competition to new heights. But this year, things are shifting as supply and demand reach an inflection point. Again, as I always tell you, depending on how you're receiving your content, there is a graph attached below to show you the difference in how things are today. So there's a graph that breaks down supply and demand ratio and how it is quickly changing compared to the showing of homes. So this year, buyer demand has eased as higher mortgage rates are mounting and economic uncertainty has moderated the market. This slowdown in demand is clear when you look at the red bar on the graph. It uses the latest data from showing time to illustrate how showings, an indicator of buyer demand, have softened by just over 12% compared to the same time last year. Now look for how housing supply has changed. If you want to see that, you want to turn to the green bar. It reflects the data from Realtor.com to show active listings, which are up nearly 27% compared to last year. That's because the moderation of demand allowed housing inventory to increase in 2022. So what does this inflection point mean for buyers? If you're thinking of buying a home, you'll have less competition and more options that you would have had last year. Enjoy having more homes to choose from in your home search and lean on a trusted real estate professional like myself to understand how the increase in supply has also increased your negotiation power. Ding, ding, ding. That is where my broker comes in. I tell you all the time, he is the master negotiator. He comes with a strong, solid background in business and finance. So professionals usually can talk you through the opportunities and challenges that buyers face in today's shifting market. You may be surprised to find that they're different than they were a year ago. So what does this inflection point mean for sellers? If you're looking to sell your house, know that inventory is still low overall. That means if you work with an agent like myself to price your house based on current market value, it will still sell despite the inventory gains and moderating buyer demand this year. That's because there are still buyers out there who want to move, and your house may be exactly what they're looking for. So the bottom line is, if you're thinking of buying or selling a home, the best place to turn to for information on today's supply and demand is a trusted real estate professional like myself, CEO and founder of Miss Tax Lady, licensed Michigan real estate agent and office manager of JR Real Estate Brokerage and Holding Service, downtown Ypsilanti, Michigan, and we'll be able to explain to you what's happening in your local market and what that means for you. Be beautiful, be brilliant, and be bankable.